Welcome to Civility 360, your platform for all things civility, where civility, influence, and action are our deliverables. I'm Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, here with my good friend and co-host, the global world civility leader, Sir Clyde Rivers. How you doing today, sir?
Dr. V, I told you every time I'm with you, I'm good, man, because something in the world is taking place in a positive way. So I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. I'm super excited about today. You know, every time we get together, we're going to drop nuggets. We're going to drop wisdom that is going to be transformational. It's not simply motivation. It's not just inspiration. It is transformational wisdom that will help you to maximize your life. Today, we want to talk with you on a topic called the power of one. The power of one. And when I tell you that this thing is so meaty, so heavy, that you better get your pen and your pad out because we're going to drop boatloads of wisdom on you today. All right, Dr. Rivers, let's dive into it. I want to talk about the power of one. We know the society that we're in today. We know what's going on in the world. But as always, we want to bring a different perspective and to help those who are listening and watching to hear it from a 360-degree angle in the world. So let's talk about the power of one, my friend.
Yeah, Dr. V, what has taken place during this virus is one day I was sitting around in my office and I had a thought. I said, it could have been started by one person. One individual that got a virus could potentially and did potentially shut the world down. I don't know if it's one person, whatever the propaganda is. But what I'm saying is this opened my eyes to one sick person that has a virus can shut the whole world down. And this is the first time in the history of the world the power of one caused everything to be done because one wasn't looked after and cared for.
Wow. I love that right there, Dr. Rivers. What a wonderful way for us to start this show off, to get people to understand how important the power of one is. So now let me share something with you. When you think about the power of one, what does it actually mean to you? It could mean that one person truly can change the world. It could mean that one person can truly affect the entire world. It could mean several things, but in this connotation and in this context, what we're saying to you is, watch this, listen clearly, lean in. What are we saying to you? People treatment matters. What do we mean by that? One person not having the right type of health care, one person being neglected in their city, their state, their country, or wherever they're from, one person contracting a virus literally shot across the world. It started somewhere. We don't know who that one person is, but what we're sharing with you today is how one person can shut the borders of countries down, shut the United States down, and shut the globe down because they were taken care of. Let's talk a little bit about that. What does healthcare look like now? And where do we go from here? What does financial institutions look like now? And where do we go from here? How do we see the mission and vision of governments and organizations changing when they recognize the power of one? Talk to us, Dr. Rivers.
You see, I see the hand of God all over this because everyone God made in the world is valuable to him. And sometimes systems of the world don't value the currency of God. The currency of God is people. Because everything, Dr. Vernet, Professor B, everything in the world was started with an idea from a person. From a person. So see, sometimes I say giving sight to that's blind, we don't understand that everything in the world was created by one person's idea. And every great company, every great institution was started with one person. Now, if that one person can be great and build a company, that how do we know the value of another individual? But see, many times institutions and as systems have tried to play God for people, but they can't play God now, because if they devalue one, it could be what they call one and done. One person not looked after can shut the whole world down. One person, and here it is, people, this is not political. This is, as human beings, we need to consider our brother and our sister.
Yes.
And now every institution has to look at this conversation, Dr. V, from a real grid and say, what's the reality now of the homeless person in the street that's sick and coughing? What is that cough? What could that cough lead to? So what happens is at times it takes events like the coronavirus to open the eyes of people to the value of people. And I'm saying the power of one is the power of the world.
Wow. I love that statement. Let's talk about that. The power of one is the power of the world. The power of one is the power of the world. Do you know that one person with a great idea can cure AIDS? Do you know that one person with a great idea can actually eradicate cancer? The power of one is the power that the world needs. And what we have to do is stop seeing ourselves as individuals and begin to collectively come together to collaborate. Watch this, to participate. Watch this, to become more of humanitarians through productive business, seeing people treated properly and business being able to thrive because their people are treated properly. When we get our head straight, when we get this thought pattern, this thought process together, we begin to walk into the power of one. The power of one is what's going to change the dynamic of our world. Are you hearing what I'm putting down right now? I hope that you're picking it up, because I'm telling you, I believe the power of one matters. That is what we want you to know and understand from your perspective. Let's talk about that from your perspective. You may be in the grocery store business, but don't you know that one employee who feels appreciated, who comes to work and who gives their all 100% is going to carry you through in this day of adversity? Don't you realize that as you have had to go lean with your staff, you need to appreciate the people who are with you?
Come on.
Don't you understand that the doctors and the nurses that are currently working, they have had to shrink down their staff? But if it wasn't for the power of one person saying that they can make a difference, one person saying that they'll give their all, one person seeing bigger than what is currently being seen, where would we be as a world? Let's talk about it, Dr. Rivers. Let's talk about it.
You see, I think that this morning I was on a conference call with people. We're talking about how to help the world. And I learned something. What it is it's worldview. What is your worldview? See, if your worldview is actually limited, then you have a limited perspective of the world. But this that we're living through right now with the coronavirus has made people broaden their perspective. So now, for the first time, people have to consider the world. So I have a biblical worldview. I have a worldview that says everyone's valuable. Why? Yeah. Because I know that God put gifts in people. As you said, everything in the world was created by someone's idea. Someone had an idea. So how do we know the people that are marginalized don't have an idea that can solve a problem? And Dr. B, I look at all the problems in the world and I'm like, 10% of the brains cannot solve all the problems in the world. Let me explain why. Then why do you think as business owners, people hire people? Because they know there's value in the people they hire.
Yeah. So
they obviously know there's value. And I want to tell you this here. When you minimize the value of God in people, you lose them. Because here, this products are made by people. They're created by ideas, but they're made by people.
Oh, yeah.
So the value is still, and let's go with another perspective on the power of one, another perspective. We can digitize the whole world. Mm. But watch this. Somebody still has to take care of 7.8 billion live living individual people. You can social media, you can digitize it all you want. 7.8 billion people need to eat. 7.8 billion people need shelter. 7.8 billion people. So you're not going to outsmart God by going digital. Mm. You still got to value every individual in the world, because now one person that gets sick can shut the world down.
My. Well, let's talk and break this thing down. As we think about the power of one, have you ever considered what it means to have self-respect? Because respecting yourself is where it starts. Mm. Every single person has to recognize that they add and have value. When you value yourself, you begin to recognize that you have value. That's when you can turn around and value other people. So it starts with respecting yourself and having self-respect at the same time. When we talk about the simple things that we know to do, washing our hands and cleaning up after each other and sanitizing and doing these things, that comes with self-respect. That comes with respecting oneself. Now, when we look at the pandemic, when we look at the age that we find ourselves in right now, a person who respects themselves knows how to value others. So when they go to the store, they're not going to try to be a hoarder and grab every single thing that they can, because they value people enough to know just as they need, so do others. So self-respect, or respecting oneself, has to become a part of your mentality when we're talking about the power of one. Everybody can eat. And that's where we have to really hone in now. So, Clyde Rivers, many people don't believe that there's an abundance on the earth. And because they don't believe that there's an abundance on the earth, they operate from a scarcity mentality. Mm. If you believe that everyone can eat and that the pie is big enough for us all, you will take your slice and then you will go produce with your slice, as opposed to trying to take the pie and shutting someone else out. What do you think, sir?
You have hit what you said there is so powerful, because look at how many people have lost everything they had stored up for a rainy day. I tell people, when you store up for a rainy day, the rain's coming. When you store up for a rainy day, you're putting faith in the rain coming. Well, the rain has come, and I don't know if they were prepared as a business, as an institution, to outlast the storm. I don't know if their financial planners or forecasters had them safe, but many people right now are looking at zero balances across the board. And guess what? Whether they didn't understand the power of one person in need, they do now. They do now, because they've become that person that they thought was a lazy bum on the streets. Wow. They become that person in their bank accounts, because they've lost everything. So God has a way of getting people to see. And what's going to happen? We're going to have to create a more civil world. And we're going to have to create a world that says, hey, because I have here, and you know what? I was on a show this weekend, And I tell people, equity of opportunity, equity of opportunity is what people need. People need the ability, not equity of things, equity of opportunity, so I can bring my contribution to the table and have an equitable platform to bring it on. And now, just catch this. All the problems of the world, Dr. V, I believe God has somebody with a solution to solve that problem of the 7.8 billion people. Mm. This is why I value lives. I value lives everywhere, because the person that's being mistreated could be my deliverer with the wisdom they have.
Wow. Wow. You were created to bring something to the earth. When we initially started off in life, even as babies, we had what we call a mustard seed of faith. The power of one helps you to understand that your faith has a journey. Your faith also has a destiny. You are created to work out your own soul salvation with your faith. As you grow in faith, you begin to also grow in wisdom. And as you grow in wisdom, God gives you dominion in certain areas. As you get dominion in certain areas, there are things that you are created to either create, things that you're created to either innovate, or things that you're created to eradicate. So now what happens is, if we mistreat you, you may not get to the place of understanding of what you were supposed to do.
Wow.
If we mistreat you, we may cause you not to bring forth the fruit that was put on the inside of you. If you are mistreated, what can happen is that you can be derailed from your assignment. So what we must do is treat you with dignity, respect, and with integrity, so that you as a seed can actually produce that which you were born to produce.
Wow.
You heard Sir Clyde Rivers say this. He says 7.8 billion people have 7.8 billion solutions. If we cause one to stumble, how will that affect the earth? That's going back to the power of one.
Wow. Wow, Professor, man, that's a great, see, God made no spare parts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
God good. Created no spare parts.
Ooh, I love
so,
that.
So every part is fitly joined together. And if we understand this, and I know many people are not going to agree with our God narrative.
All right.
And that's okay. And that's okay. They can start their own show and do what we're doing. But if they're going to watch Civility 360,
that's right,
we're going to hit it from all different angles. And at times we're going to invite them on.
Yes.
Because we're open to have a conversation. That's as right. long as the respect for humanity. And that's see, right. and see, this is the one thing that I think that's happened in religion. Dr. Burnett, religion has segregated people. Religion has. Mm. But when you understand the kingdom of God, you understand that God created the world.
Yes.
He created, so he made everyone. So see, I'm talking about a life with a God that made everybody in the world versus trying to pull people into different sects around the world, different sects around the world. And what's happening is the power of one. People, man, we need to understand that it's going to be unity working together. I can have my faith. I can work with every other culture if we agreed that our mission is to protect humanity. I can work with anyone that wants to protect humanity, because humanity's made in God's image.
Yes.
So this is what we're looking at, Dr. B. We're looking to say, hey, come, how do we build a better community to where our wives, to where our children are safe at night? How do we build this? And we need everyone in the community. That's why we're talking civility. And it's okay to have a faith, because people in your community have a faith.
That's right.
You can still be civil and have a faith.
Yes, yes, yes. I love it. Listen, civility is the thing that makes sure that everything comes together in life. See, what you are hearing right now when we talk civility 360, treating people the way you want to be treated is not an idea. It's a law. Treating people how you want to be treated should be our philosophies that we live out. Treating people the way you want to be treated should become a world practice. This is not a game. Treating people the way you want to be treated should become a lifestyle. And that's why we're here, to bring civility 360 all the way across the globe, to help you to understand you have a different faith. Does that mean that we cannot dialogue? No, we have to have civility in dialogue. Listen, civility is the fuel that runs the earth. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Oh.
Civility is the fuel that runs the earth. Everyone wants the same thing, but how do we go about getting it? Everyone wants shelter. Everyone wants protection. Yeah. Everyone wants to be fed. Can we agree on the things that we can agree on? And let's launch from there. But what the world has come to is, if you don't sound like me, don't look like me, don't live in my zip code, or you don't have the pedigree that I have, or we can't talk. That is the old way of doing things.
Come on, come on.
Today is a new day, and we're teaching the power of one. Every single person is important. Every single person is valued, and we're starting from the top down. And that's what we want to share with you today. How will you recognize the power of one? How will you begin to have self-respect and begin respecting yourself so that it continues to permeate out into your community, your region, and this world? That's what we're talking about today. I believe that this is the most important message that we will carry in our lifetime, is that there's power in one. Talk to us, Sir Rivers, Sir Doctor.
Wow. What it is this, that the world finally realizes that no one is going to come to your rescue all the time. No one is going to come to your rescue all the time. World leaders in countries all over the world, some right now, nothing's coming in. I charge you by the grace of God to look at the people in your country as a valuable resource. Create opportunities with education for your country to mine the gold that's in the minds of your people. If your country has 12 million people, make sure all 12 million have access to bring their contribution to your country. So I tell people, someone said, let's take Africa for them. They said the continent of Africa has all the resources. I said, yes. I said, but I beg to differ. I said, 7.8 billion people in the world have the valuable resources. Yes. It's a mine from God that will cause them to create. So the narrative is getting bigger than they have the resources. No. Right. 7.8 billion people have a resource from God in everyone. So the value of one is the power of 7.8 billion people. Yes. And not one person looks like you. Not one person acts like you. Not one person has your DNA. So if we all have unique DNA, that means we have unique assignments.
Yes.
So 7.8 billion people are priceless to the furthering of the world.
I love it. The power of one is recognizing that we need to look within to see the valuable resource. That's individually, that's on a national level, that's international, and that's global. That one statement, look within to see the valuable resource. I want you to hear what we're saying and not what we're not saying. Look within to see the valuable resource. That means within your borders, you have everything you need to succeed. That means within your borders, there are people who are prepared to come out when given the opportunity to make change and make a difference. Everybody needs a little help. That's why no one person is an island.
Come on.
But during this time, instead of sitting around and becoming stale and stagnant, it's time for us to be innovative. It's time for us to be creative. It's time for us to find the gold that's on the inside of us and say, I was created for this.
Wow.
And I'm going to produce at another level. You were created to produce because you are a valuable resource. The question is, do you know it? Because once you know it, game over. And that's when things begin to change. The power of a productive and made up mind changes the world. Changes the world. So as we're talking about the power of one, there may be many questions that you have as you're looking and watching from and listening from all over the globe. We challenge you to go ahead and send us an email, civility360@gmail.com. You can go ahead and give us whatever it is that's on your heart and mind. We will respond. Make sure that you share this actual video and the audios that will be coming out on all streaming platforms with those who you believe need this message. And this is what I'm going to tell you. Back to the same statement, 7.8 billion people need this message, because it will awaken the greatness that's on the inside of them to help them to know that they too matter. Talk to us, Sir Clyde.
No one person will ever control God. Not one person will ever control God. Right now in the world, I was speaking with a gentleman this afternoon. He said, Dr. Rivers, let me tell you the amazing thing that's taking place right now. He says, all this started in families. And he says, God has made it to where we have to spend time with our families. And people can look at what they've produced. Some may like it, some may not, but it gives you time to make changes. So he said, he said, the family is the foundation for the world. And God brought everybody back to the foundation the last 6 weeks.
That is so powerful.
That's profound. It came back to the beginning foundation. And I believe, Professor Burnett, we're coming into the greatest season, and people will realize that we need each other and everyone's priceless. And we will stop the senseless massacres, senseless things over greed, because those have an unintended consequence. One day you will answer to God.
Yes. Yes. I love, love, love that. When we recognize that the family unit, when the family unit is strong, nothing can stop it. When the family unit is built up, there is no limitation within that family. We are all created to be a family. So what are you bringing to the table? Look at the family as a body. You have the head, you have the arms and hands, you have the legs and the feet. The question is, do you know what part of the body you are? And when you do, you will participate so that the body can actually do what it was created to do. The issue at hand that we find with the power of one is that people are confused and they don't know who they are or what part of the body they are. The hand wants to be the foot wants to be the neck wants to be the head. This is not what we were created to do. And that's why it's important to build the family unit. You start by knowing who you are. Then you move to knowing what you're here to do, your purpose. Then you execute that purpose. So as we walk and talk about the power of one, remember, you are valuable and there's resources inside of you that the world is waiting on you to produce.
Wow.
Do not rob us of the value that was placed in you by God.
Wow, Doc, and I know we're coming to the close.
Yes.
And everything was created by one person's idea.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Listen, guys, every single opportunity that we get, we're going to bring you information, revelation, education from 360 degree angle around the world. We're going to be talking about issues that are pertinent and relevant to you. So again, make sure that you follow us on all social platforms. That's Civility 360 on all social platforms. And you can also email us if you have information that you want to share. That's civility360.com is the website, and civility360 at Gmail is the email. Folks, we are ready for you. And we're bringing you everything you need to succeed on this planet. But it starts in the mind. Thank you all for being on with us today. And remember, listen, it's about civility in action. I'm Professor Vernet A. Joseph with my good friend, Sir Clyde Rivers. We will catch you on the next show of Civility 360.